Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If anybody's unfamiliar with my voice, you might be new, you might have a bad memory, but we are here every Friday at Ole Cantos' radio show. Okay, I'm telling him right now. Bear with me, he's texting me. So we are here with Building Fortunes Radio every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. on the Pacific side, and that's where he is right now. Ole Cantos is a gentleman who is an attorney for our fine federal government. He's one of the good ones. He is also a dad. He's raised triplets. There's three boys, Stephen, Nick, and Leo. They are blind, all of them, Ole and the three boys, which makes it exceptional. They live a great life and without the limitations of anything. Their boys are in school. And Ole became also a city council member. And right now at 5 p.m. Eastern time, which is 2 p.m. where he is on the Pacific Coast, he's stuck in a councilman's meeting doing important things over in West Covina, California. So I'm going to run a replay. You're going to hear the intro all over again. My apologies for the intro. But he's going to do that. He's going to tell you a little bit about the story behind his MLM business. And here we go.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started this whole thing way back towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013. I wanted a platform, and we decided that we had an internet radio show that we'd be able to do for the home-based business arena because I'm a home-based business evangelist. I used to have the 5 p.m. Eastern time radio spot for myself. We have a lot of guest hosts during the week, and if you check us out, you'll be able to see all that stuff. But then one Friday, or one day, maybe it wasn't a Friday, but one day close to a Friday, I got a phone call from a gentleman. I'll tell you the way it went because there's a bunch of first-time listeners. So I got a phone call from a gentleman who said he was an attorney. That's the way he started off the conversation. Now, let me share with you. I don't do anything wrong, so I wasn't concerned. But some of my clients, they get themselves in trouble. So I was realizing that I don't know where this conversation might go. And then he said he's in Washington, D.C. And I'm like, oh, gosh, well, that conversation can only go worse because you're in Washington, D.C. And then the conversation started to turn around. He said, and I do an MLM company. I'm like, oh, good. Okay, we can have a cool conversation. But then I said, what are you doing as an MLM? You're an attorney. You should know better, that kind of a thing. But the reality is that we started a nice conversation. And what I learned a little bit more about, his name is Ole Cantos. Ole, I had to ask him to spell it, so I'll spell it for you guys. It's O-L-L-I-E. So it's Ole Cantos. And he also mentioned that he's blind. And I was like, wow, this is very interesting because obviously, people with visual challenges, I'm going to say, they're more challenges for me than it seems like for him. But I was kind of curious, and I'm losing my eyesight myself, so I knew we had a little bit of stuff in common. And then as we were talking a little bit about some stuff, he was telling me about what he was doing. And then he also said he was a dad, and he adopted three boys. I'm like, holy cow, well, you better be an attorney. You better make a lot of money in MLM. You adopted three boys. They're going to each have a house and home. He said they're triplets. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then he said they were blind as well. So I'm like, geez, this is a very interesting story. So I said, I'm giving up my spot. So on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern, Ole Cantos is here a lot. Sometimes Nick is here. Sometimes the other boys are here as well. But they're going to talk about whatever we're going to talk about. And tonight, I know we have a special guest, but I wanted to give you that little bit of a backdrop. We've been doing radio shows since the boys have been 16. Kind of grew them up through high school, graduating, into college, Eagle Scouts. They are the first triplets that are blind that are also Eagle Scouts, and they've been interviewed by lots of different people. We've had unbelievable radio shows here with Oli, sometimes, you know, loose lips sink ships. Oli's kind of squirted out some secrets that the boys didn't know, like, oh, did you realize that our interview was going to happen or that we're doing this or whatever? So we've had a lot of fun on Building Fortunes Radio, including the time he lost his kids on the train. That was fun. That was fun. Like, Oli, maybe you should go find your kids. We've had Oli walking down a hallway being hit by a janitor's cart. It's been crazy. But I am sure we're going to have a great radio show today because he's brought a really special guest. And one of the great things about Building Fortunes Radio is we've documented his level of success here. And it's a very interesting story. Started off with his son, Leo. And Oli and his boys have just done amazing things with this specific company and this specific product line. And I'm very interested to hear about whatever we're going to talk about next. But having a little bit of fun with our great friend, Oli. Thanks for being here, Mr. Oli Cantos, on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I really appreciate the introduction, and it is so wonderful having you as a friend and as an evangelist for our incredible industry. For all of those who are listening from different companies, wherever from around the world, for the literally thousands of people who follow you and who see how you really promote strong ethical practices within network marketing and how it should be done the right way, which entails making sure to be transparent, etc. It continues to be an honor to be in association with you. And with all the years that we have done these radio shows, out of all those times, we have never had an opportunity as specific as today where I am grateful to be bringing onto this call my upline leader, Jackie Wetzler. Jackie is someone who I met because she is the sponsor of my sponsor in this business. And I honestly had no intention of doing this business. I just had no intention of it because I was doing something else. But because of being able to go to an event and seeing the results of these products that have transformed people's health, and also seeing how it happens relatively quickly, within 90 days, various medical challenges have been effectively addressed. This business has continued to grow for us. So, of course, within our respective network marketing companies, we have different ranks. And so this is the first company in which I've ever grown and have been able to stay and be and have it sustain. And I'm just really grateful. I started, like we all do, with nothing. And then now within our company, I'm what's called a silver executive. And then of their higher ranks above that, like gold, and Jackie's a platinum. And then she'll tell you more just about that. But the thing is why I'm so excited to be introducing her to you today and to be asking her some questions interactively here is because I want you to see that our company is a place that can be your home. If your goal is to support people who have different health challenges, who are just yearning to be better because other things haven't worked or haven't worked as well, or for people who want to make money. Or people who want to make money and promote health, whatever it is, this is the place to be. And so I'm grateful to introduce to you Jackie Wetzler. Jackie, thanks for being with us today.
Of course, Oli. I'm honored that you asked me. This is an honor.
Well, Jackie's really incredible. So I just wanted to ask you, just as a point of as a base point, how did you just get involved with all this? In light of the story with your mom, and I mean, if you could tell your background story of how for your family, how this started for you, and what has transpired success wise, I think that would be really inspiring for the audience to hear.
Absolutely. So, my mother was introduced to this company about 12 years ago now, and the company is only 13 years old. So she's kind of the ground floor of the start of it, and she was actually called by a girlfriend in Colorado, and we were living in the D.C. area at the time. But my mom was in a really bad financial situation, actually about to lose her house. She got the letter of foreclosure on the house, and so she's been an entrepreneur her whole life. She was affected by the 2008-2009 crash, and she ended up working as a waitress just to support me and her, being a single mom, and I was off to community college. And so the last thing she wanted to do was tell me that we were going to be homeless. And so she literally went upstairs, cried herself to sleep, but said the biggest prayer of her life and said, God, I can do this. Just send me something that would turn my life around financially, but then also help people, because she saw the effects of the chemo that had done to her dad with cancer. And so she always wanted to find a holistic way of helping people really heal without the drugs and medications and so forth. So the next day, before she got out of bed, she gets a phone call from her girlfriend in Colorado and told her about this breakthrough product and said, Debbie, it saved three of my best friends' lives. I love and care about you, and I just want you to know about this. And she had always trusted her girlfriend, and she watched the only video at the time a few times, and she's like, oh, my gosh, if this is true, this has got to be huge. And she ended up taking this product to a really good friend of hers who graduated from Johns Hopkins as a molecular biologist, and she was doing years of research in the mental division of NIH, her National Institute of Health. And she just said, hey, I've come across something. Can I come over and have you validate if this is true or not? And she's like, sure, come on over. And she brings the information in front of her, and according to my mom, she almost fell off her chair. She said, Debbie, I've been studying these molecules for 17 years, and we've had scientists from around the world come to NIH and try to do this. You know, are you telling me someone was able to make and stabilize these molecules outside the body in a bioactive form? And my mom said yes, not thinking anything of it. And she said, you have no idea how massive this is. This will change the medical field as we know it. And those were her exact words. And she said, not only will you see amazing results with the body, but you're also going to see amazing results with all mental issues because these molecules cross the blood-brain barrier. And so that was her first introduction. That's all the validation she needed. She saw what this had done for her mom, my grandma, completely turned around my grandma's health in a matter of a few months with all sorts of different issues. And, I had been around this, and I kept watching, just testimonial after testimonial and people's just lives changing in front of me. And I'd gone on my own venture being a news reporter and anchor at the NBC affiliate in Casper, Wyoming, but I was craving time freedom with my life. But I wanted to be on TV because I wanted to make a big impact with people, although I didn't have any freedom of my time. And so I ended up talking to a life coach, and she said, Jackie, based on what you're looking for in the perfect job, you might want to talk to your mom. And I never really looked into this before. I didn't really take network marketing seriously. I didn't really believe in it. I just kind of put my hand to it. And fortunately, 2 weeks later was our big international convention, and my mom just said, look, come and see if this is for you or not. And I went, and it was literally the best 4 days of my life. I got to see the impact technology and how it's impacting lives around the world. And I got to see, the science behind it, learned why it's being brought through network marketing, that network marketing is a real profession. And mostly I got to see how big of a leader my own mother was and how many tens of thousands of lives she's impacted around the world. And I just remember thinking to myself, wow, like, I want to be my mom one day. And so that's what began my journey now about 5 years ago. So that's how long I've been doing it, and it's such a rewarding career, give it, you know, making money while impacting these lives in such an incredible way.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's so incredible about this is that Jackie built an organization that eventually reached its way to someone named Roxanne Seven, who happened to be someone who was supporting my sons because they set up a scholarship for Eagle Scouts, and that's how we got to know her. And when Roxanne introduced us to this technology, then the rest is, as they say, is history. But had it not been for Jackie's incredible efforts to build her own organization, it wouldn't have made its way to us. And since us, it has transformed the lives of many, many, many people in our own organization. And we continue to be grateful because of the ways in which the product has been selling itself, because people keep just improving. And then they tell other people. And people who have had no experience in this industry are growing, including my mom, who used to hate this industry. And now my mom has ranked up, what is it, two or three levels or whatever the number is. And she still is, and she loves it. And people keep becoming involved because she loves the products, and it really works. And so the audience here is people who love network marketing. That's the target audience of this particular radio show. So we get to preach the choir here. But before moving on to the next step, let's move on to a commercial break, and then we'll come back. And then on the other side of the break, then we'll be getting into more details.
We're going to be right back. We'll take a commercial break. If you want, you can listen to this again on buildingfortunesradio.com/Oli. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jackie and Oli, and we're talking about whatever's happening with their home-based business, and it's a very interesting story. I really appreciate Jackie, your personal story as well. So, Oli, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. And so what has since happened from the humble beginnings that that Jackie described with her mom, Debbie, is that by now, and I'm sure the number is updated, there are more than 30,000 people in Debbie's organization. And people have been touched all over the world in 33 countries because of this company. And we continue to grow. And so I now would like to ask Jackie, what has been the greatest source of fulfillment here for you? And what has been the driving passion behind the success that you've had? Because I've gotten to see firsthand when I first came into the business, I was you weren't as high ranked as you are now, and you keep growing. And I continue to strive to follow right behind you because of your amazing example. I think that the audience would love to hear what drives you, and what are the reasons that really give you the rocket fuel that has been behind your belief in this business for such a consistent period of time.
Absolutely. So, again, I didn't take network marketing seriously, 5 years ago. I'm a completely different person. Completely different mindset about a lot of things, and that's the beauty of this industry is the personal growth that comes with it. I was, again, craving this time freedom of my time. I didn't want to be locked down to a 9-to-5 job. I didn't want to work in a cubicle. I wanted to be my own boss, and I've always loved to help people. My degree in college is kinesiology, so I've always loved help. So if I could, combine all of those things in a perfect career, that's exactly what this company has done for me. And that was what I was looking for, because when I was thinking about it, you know, I was like, I really would like to have a family one day and be home with my kids if I'd like to, or travel when I want to, or, you know, just be in charge of my own schedule. So when I finally realized the network marketing, and it's a real profession, you know, it should always be done ethically. And, you know, it's just, people should never be scared of the word sale. It's what it, you know, what it is just basically gifting someone a service or product, and, you know, not being forceful, not being pushy, just coming from the heart and just being an educator. And that's what really sales is all about. You're gifting someone that people are wanting at the time. And so that's this. And what keeps me going is that I do get to see complete miracles happen. I fortunately have always been healthy. You know, when I started this product, I was 21. Now I'm 33, and I'm in good health, and I'll never get off of this product because I know what it's doing for me. But unfortunately, for a lot of people, they're suffering with something, and these molecules don't care what the issue is called. Their main job is to go and find damaged cells in the body, and so it's just enabling the body to start healing itself. And so that's why we've just gotten to see so many miraculous things happening with so many different issues. So that's what propels me, and you know, I know that it's helped lives and saved lives, and if I don't go out and share this, people will still never hear about it.
Well, what is so wonderful about that is that because of what you have built, Jackie, you continue to create a ripple effect in so many people's lives, including the lives of our family. My mom is a big example of what has happened. My mom was just gradually deteriorating health-wise, and she's 76 years old, but she's been now on the product for several years. And while all of her contemporaries are either are having health challenges and are just increasingly have just experiencing just difficulty in their daily living, my mom is as active as ever. And actually recently she actually attended the funeral of a distant family member, and everyone who saw her, they couldn't believe it. And so they said, what are you doing? What's happening with you? And now because of that, it's leading to other conversations where people are like, well, whatever you're doing, I want in. I want to do whatever that is. Because she's, even though she's 76, she still climbs the hill in our backyard to plant stuff, or she still is out. When we walk places, like at convention, it was long walks. And in one particular day, we logged 5.1 miles of walking. And my mom was fine. And her energy was up, and plus because of this redox signaling technology that we have, I've watched my mom grow younger. It's really weird to say it that way, but it's just been simply incredible. And that's why this is a business of our changing lives. It is not just about making money, but it is also about the ways that lives transform well beyond what we can comprehend. I mean, Jackie and her, and because of her dynamic leadership, the organization keeps growing. And I continue to be active as well, because within my own line, there are people who are emerging as leaders as well. And so we hear that in network marketing, but I'm wondering, Jackie, what do you think sets us apart that makes us unique in terms of our culture, our ethos, our ethics, that's sort of different from what people may think about what network marketing might entail?
Absolutely. So for one thing, I mean, our founder had originally tried to sell this product to a pharmaceutical company so that the world would know about it by now. Unfortunately, fortunately, that didn't happen because they wanted to shut us down. And our founder said, no, that's not going to happen. The world deserves to know about it. And his son wanted to be a part of this as well. But he said to his dad, I will only be a part of it if we can teach the ethos and culture of this company. And so they've always had this motto of P over E company. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but it's putting people, principle, and purpose above ego and economics. And so when my mom went to the first fly-in of this company, she thought she was just going to learn all about the science and redox molecules and what they did and where they're made in the body and all that. It was nothing about that. It was all about this P over E and looking at people as people and not as objects and coming from the heart and just being of service. And so that's, we actually are trained on this every year, which definitely sets us apart from any other company out there that I know of. So that people really gravitate to, and you know, they don't feel like they're being just sold to or just an object or, you know, how can I make the next sale? They don't feel that at all from this company. And that's the type of people that we attract. It's people that, you know, have hearts and just really want to help people. So that's one thing that sets us different from companies. And we've really created that culture. Another big difference, I mean, is just how it all started. A lot of network marketing companies will begin with, you know, men and women saying, okay, let's start a network marketing company. You know, what product is it going to be? How are we going to get this out? But that's not how this company started. It was this product technology was formulated, tried to go the pharmaceutical route so that the world would know about it, but had to find another way to just distribute this after realizing they were going to shut this down. So it was then two men that said, okay, now how do we get this out to the world? So it's a biotech company that uses networks of people to get this out to the world. And so that's what really makes us unique and different. No one else in the world has these redox signaling molecules, and so we don't have any competition. And it's just, it's a huge area of science that's really being studied all over the world, and that major institutions and universities have opened up their own redox research centers to do ongoing research what these molecules do for the body.
Well, I love that, Jackie. And the other thing that is so unique here about our company is the way that we support each other. Of course, people say that within each company, but in past companies I've been involved with, they would say, don't cross-line, you only listen to your upline, and all that stuff, and it created a lot of division. Here, various of us have helped people from other teams, including me. I've been really grateful to help folks who are in the business who are not a part of our team at all. And because I was able to be successful at that, there are others who were able to benefit from this product, and I never made a dime off of it. And I knew going in that I wouldn't make a penny off of it. It didn't matter, because we are really passionate about making sure this product reaches as many people as possible through whomever it can get to. Because the fact is that when we're all in this together and when we care about really helping people, then even if there are fellow business people who are part of this company, if they need our help, let's say, for example, various of us have overcome different specific health challenges, and they say, hey, would you mind coming on so you could tell your story? And people, we readily say, sure, I'll be glad to. We share testimonials knowing that it will help other people who we will never make any money off of, because it is not just about money. That's what I absolutely love here. And I've seen it in the reverse, too, where there was somebody who I couldn't get to, who I needed help with, someone else in our organization who is not a part of my line of sponsorship, drove 3 hours to meet my prospect, got her signed up at the highest level of the business, made sure to take good care of her, and stayed with her to take care of her and help her around the house and do other things for 6 hours. And what did she get out of it? Nothing. She didn't get anything out of it in terms of any money at all. She just did it for the love and fulfillment of being of support. So wanted to turn the time back over to you, Jackie, because of our time that we have left, and to say, what would you say should be the next action step for people? And then at the end, we'll close with my giving out our contact information.
Well, the next action steps to learn more, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
So, you know, reach out to Oli. you know, we work as a team, like you said, and so at least just to learn more, you know, it's totally up to the person if they want to try this or not, but at least learn about it and be educated about it. We always tell people Google is just the bathroom wall for information. That anybody can put anything on there. So to really learn and be educated about this and actually have good, valid research about this, speak to one of the associates, and I would say speak to Oli, speak to myself. We're happy just to educate you on this.
And so with that, if folks wanted to learn more, they can go to www.workwitholi.com, www.workwitholi.com, and or they can also send a text to me at 313131, and in the body of the text, type in my first name, Oli, O-L-L-I-E, and send it. And that will be a way for you to reach us directly through social media as well as through giving us a call, emailing me, et cetera. So with that, I'm going to turn over time back to Peter, but also to thank Jackie for the honor of her time. I absolutely love her and also want to congratulate her on her engagement. Amazing. And thank you all for being here. Peter?
Excellent information. Jackie, thanks for being here. For those people listening,
thank
and
you.
As I was I had a great opportunity, obviously, to listen to this for the very first time and take some notes both physically and mentally. This is a really great radio show to listen to again because there were so many nuanced messages in there about how this stuff just works out from a prayer being answered, let's say, from her mom through that adversity that she didn't really know how it was going to work to the health benefits that I've seen with Oli and his mom to you know, the stuff that Jackie was mentioning, how she probably would have never taken a look at this and then took a career choice and a different career. If you just kind of listen to it again and you really look at all the intricate stories here, you'll see how if you didn't give it a chance, this would have never happened. And a lot of people sometimes, they're just so busy. They just don't give it a chance. So whether it's your health, which you'll have to take care of, especially now in this economic situation, whether it's working from home, helping other people, you know, all those types of things. This is certainly something worth looking at. And plus, our great friend, Oli Cantos, his boys, Stephen, Nick, and Leo, you could just do amazing things with your life. So that's why we call it Building Fortunes. So for those people listening in, check them out. Go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Oli. Listen to any one of the other radio shows, including this one. We'll make sure we have Jackie's name in the title of this one so you'll be able to share this with other people. And then go to workwitholi.com, workwitholi.com. And for all of you that just like, oh, shoot, I don't have a pen and paper or whatever, I don't know how to get in touch with you, just get in touch with me, and I'll make sure we put you in front of Oli as well. In addition to all of those things, the stuff that Oli does in his regular life is just amazing. So the disabilities book that he's written, the stuff that he does with low-income families, the stuff that he does with our fine government, just the gentleman that he is, the stuff that his boys are becoming, the stuff that I'm sure Jackie and her mom do as well. It's just a great place to be. So thanks for being here, Oli. And we're coming up to Memorial Day. So for all those people, make sure you drive safe. Do whatever you're going to do on Memorial Day. Enjoy your families. And we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Jackie, thanks a million. Oli, it's great to speak to you again. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.